From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Jared Kushner, U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, denied Monday that he or anyone else within the Trump campaign had any improper contacts with Russia leading up to or after the 2016 presidential election.
I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses. And I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information.
The president's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., and former campaign manager Paul Manafort, also sharing information with another panel, which is the Senate Judiciary Committee. Kushner, who is married to Trump's daughter, is also an advisor to her father. He said he's grateful for the opportunity to work on important matters. In a written statement issued before his appearance on Capitol Hill, he confirmed that he, the younger Trump, and Manafort met with a Russian lawyer and other figures in Moscow last June, but asserted he arrived late to the meeting and he heard no discussions of the presidential campaign. A Taliban suicide car bombing has killed at least 35 people and injured dozens more in the Afghan capital, Kabul. An Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed the casualties and explained that a bomber ran his explosive-laden vehicle into a minibus packed with civilian government workers. Officials in Pakistan say a suspected suicide bombing in eastern city of Lahore has killed at least 26 people, wounded around 50 others. Monday's attack occurred in a busy marketplace where local administration workers were working to remove illegal makeshift shops near government buildings, citing security concerns, and police were escorting the workers to deter protesters. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is ramping up pressure on Republicans to pass a new health care law, saying there's been enough talk and no action. Speaking in the White House Blue Room Monday, Mr. Trump scolded Senate Republicans, saying they have not kept their promise to repeal and replace the current health care law, the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. He also targeted the party opposing the plan.
For Democrats, this vote is a chance to make up for the terrible harm they have inflicted on Americans like those who are with us today.
The Senate is headed toward crucial votes this week on whether to repeal the 7-year-old law, which national surveys show Americans view more favorably than Republican proposals to replace it. Mr. Trump also tore into Obama's health care law with fresh intensity, calling it a government takeover of health care and a big, fat, ugly lie that wreaked havoc on American families. Venezuelans are tensing for a national strike this week aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to cancel Sunday's controversial election of a constituent assembly to rewrite the country's constitution. Meanwhile, Venezuelans scramble to lay in already sparse supplies ahead of the strike. Falling oil prices and government mismanagement have led to critical shortages of food, medicine, and other basic goods in what was once Latin America's wealthiest country. The U.S. military says it's preparing to conduct another test of a missile defense system put in place to counter threats from North Korea. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis said Monday that the test of the military's terminal high-altitude area defense is in the far northwestern state of Alaska is scheduled to go ahead soon. Earlier this month, the U.S. military said it successfully tested THAAD, shooting down a simulated intermediate-range missile. United Nations envoy for the Middle East peace process is urging a quick resolution to the current crisis around a mosque, also known as the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Nikolai Mladenov told reporters following closed-doors discussions that it's extremely important that a solution to the current crisis be found. He later, on Monday, said that the Israeli Security Cabinet decided to stop the use of metal detectors in a highly sensitive Jerusalem holy site. Israeli authorities decided to heed the recommendation of all the security bodies to change the inspection with metal detectors to a security inspection based on advanced technologies and other means. That's according to a statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.